Wisconsin's leading energy regulator says she hopes to create a roadmap this year for how Wisconsin can get all of its electricity from carbon-free sources by the year 2050. Public Service Commission Chairperson Rebecca Vauck announced the goal yesterday at a renewable energy conference in Madison. WUWM Innovation Reporter Chuck Kornbach has the story.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers has signed an executive order aimed at getting 100% carbon-free electricity within 30 years. If current trends continue in Wisconsin, look for more solar and wind power and a phasing out of coal and natural gas-fired power plants that are a key part of today's energy picture. PSC Chairperson Vauck is an Evers appointee and told the conference that she hopes to help steer the way.
Which is why my goal for 2020 is to come up with this roadmap to identify where we're going to need innovation and technology to help get us there. But I have no doubt we will get there.
Vauck is a Milwaukee-based attorney who used to represent We Energies. She later told WUWM that the roadmap won't just be her ideas.
I think it's important we hear from all cross sections of the industry to ensure that we're not missing anything and to figure out what's the best, most cost-effective way to get Wisconsin to zero carbon.
Can you have a roadmap that stays current?
It's going to have to be a living document that's going to change and be open to change, right? I mean, that's the other thing, too, is we can't get ourselves so invested in one technology or one way to get there that we close ourselves off to different possibilities.
Vauck says the discussion also has to include the electrical transmission system, state building codes, energy efficiency, and conservation. The roadmap creation gets underway as Republicans control the state legislature. But at least some GOP lawmakers say they have suggestions. Representative Adam Nealon of Pewaukee says nuclear energy may have to stay in the picture, but perhaps in a different way than power is produced today at the Point Beach nuclear plant near Manitowoc.
Bill Gates, for instance, has been working. His main project right now is to develop nuclear power plants that don't have any waste byproduct. And they say that they have those designs and then they can do it. What we need is investment and people being able to cite those things.
Cost is one of the key questions raised about the Gates initiative. Representative Nealon says he also supports giving consumers some incentives to purchase cleaner energy.
Providing a structure to allow people to make the right choice instead of mandating that we must do this, because ultimately innovation and consumers are going to lead to the type of change that we want to see with renewables.
But Democratic Representative Greta Neubauer doesn't want the road to carbon-free taking 30 years. She says there are already signs that carbon emissions are leading to a warmer planet and more intense storms. Neubauer says Lake Michigan water levels are up.
As was mentioned, I represent Racine, and we have a state of emergency in Racine right now because our shoreline is falling into the water. The district next to mine has a house that one more storm, it's probably going to be in the water, right? And it was secure.
If the push for carbon-free energy is to be inclusive, it appears the question of financing will also play a part. Walnut Way Conservation Corporation has been helping bring solar panels to homes and other buildings in a lower-income Milwaukee neighborhood. Executive Director Antonio Butts says private and public financial teamwork is needed.
That's exactly what it is. And again, it starts with the will and the desire to want to see it achieved, and with the understanding that it benefits us all, and that's globally as well as locally.
Butts also hopes more African Americans and other people of color can get jobs in the renewable energy field. He says trying to get Wisconsin to carbon-free electricity can be a huge opportunity for those seeking better employment. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.